We've talked quite a bit on the show in recent weeks about the controversial package of election bills moving through Michigan's state legislature. These measures include a lot of things: restricted hours on absentee voting boxes, photo ID requirements, and changes that could further politicize our boards of canvassers. The chair of the Michigan Republican Party says the GOP intends on pushing the measures into law, even if they get vetoed by Governor Whitmer. Critics say that the whole thing is part of a national effort by GOP leaders to limit voter access and suppress turnout in urban areas that vote Democratic. Now the business community in Michigan has come out against this package of bills, including some big names like Ford, GM, Blue Cross Blue Shield, and Quicken Loans. With us to talk more about the GOP proposals is Jonathan Osting, political reporter for Bridge, Michigan. Hey, Jonathan, welcome back to Stateside.
Hey, April. Thanks for having me.
Let's start out with the standard legislative procedure through which bills usually become laws. Where does this package of election bills stand right now?
Well, it's in the very early stages. These bills have been introduced, but not yet even taken up in committee. So typically, they'll first be debated in the Senate Elections Committee. Then if they were approved there, they'd go to the Senate, onto the House, before reaching the governor's desk. So debate hasn't even begun yet. And Senate Majority Leader Mike Shirkey has said that at least on some of the bills, there could be opportunities to negotiate still.
Like I said a few minutes ago, Governor Whitmer is expected to veto most, if not all, of these new bills if they pass. And the Republican Party co-chair, Ron Weiser, with the state party, says that if that happens, the party intends to raise money for a petition campaign. If they do that and they get enough signatures, the legislature could pass the bills in a procedure that could not be overturned by the governor. Do you know if that's moved past the talking stage, if any groundwork is being laid for a petition campaign?
You know, they haven't started a committee which would be required to start raising money for that sort of effort or spending on that sort of effort. So, no, it sounds like, you know, Ron Weiser has been discussing this idea with various GOP groups, but that there is no, you know, formal mechanism or entity that's been set up to start actually planning for this. That said, that would probably happen anyways after, you know, Republicans see what they are able to get through the legislature. I mean, ostensibly, Governor Whitmer is not going to veto every one of these bills if they're not tie-barred together. For instance, Senate Republicans like to point out that they would their package would require clerks to open for one day of early voting on the second Saturday before an election. So there are some things that I'm sure Democrats are going to agree with in this package, but there's a lot they're going to object to as well. So we don't know what it'll look like at the finish line yet.
So let's get to today's news that some pretty big players in Michigan's business community have made a statement that they're not in favor of most of the things in this package. Can you give us the briefing of what they said?
Yeah, they didn't really get into specifics, so they didn't single out any bills that they have objections to. But generally, they laid out a list of principles, including equitable access for all voters. And, you know, some of the lines that really stood out to me was, you know, they said, for instance, government must avoid actions that reduce participation in elections, particularly among historically disenfranchised communities, persons with disabilities, older adults, racial minorities, and low-income voters. Now, they didn't specify what that comment was about, but, you know, they're echoing a lot of concerns that voting rights groups have raised over the strict voter ID provisions, over the absentee ballot dropbox restrictions, and over simple things like barring election officials from mailing out absentee ballots to everyone or providing free return postage on absentee ballots. So, they kept it pretty vague here. But it's notable that they spoke out at all at this early stage. We certainly saw a lot of pushback in Georgia and some companies that spoke out against laws there. but they did so mostly after the bills were passed, which probably didn't have a very big impact. Also of note, not on this particular letter, but on another national letter, Dow Chemical, based in Midland, another big Michigan employer, has spoken out against the Georgia law and any proposals to make voting harder. So there seems to be some momentum building amongst the corporate community here in Michigan and nationally as well to speak out.
Jonathan, do you read anything into that letter from the 37 signatures that they mean to take further action if the bills go any farther?
Well, certainly I'll be watching whether they weigh in committee testimony, for instance, when these bills do go through the legislative process. What specifically do they object to? And I mean, it's worth asking, none of them responded to our requests to answer this question, but will they potentially withhold corporate, political contributions to lawmakers that support this legislation? That probably would, be a lever that they could pull if they really wanted to try and stop this from happening, going beyond simply issuing a statement.
Jonathan Osting reports on politics for Bridge, Michigan. Hey, Jonathan, thanks for checking in and thanks for the coverage.
Thank you for having me.